This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, I agree with Bill Maher on more and more issues, and he aired this piece on what's happening out at the Oregon takeover. They now have people in sumo wrestler outfits jumping around, people waving sex toys on TV. It is a total circus. It is credit to everybody. I think the Bundys are good people, but they're in above their heads, and I wanted to go to this Bill Maher piece. Here it is.
And finally, new rules. Someone needs to tell those wackadoodle militiamen who took over a federal building in the middle of nowhere in Oregon that to be a hero, you need something to be heroic about. These guys keep promising to occupy that building until, well, we're not sure. And they're not sure. Something about redneck lives matter. Just listen here to one of them, Patriot John Ritzheimer, explaining to his kids in a video.
You know what? Let's stop it.
His truck.
I talk too long. I don't have time to get to it. And again, I don't like him calling people rednecks. I don't like him, you know, making fun of everybody in general. But then he gets into the evidence, actually in the piece that's up on Infowars.com. And then he points out how it's like the politically correct people screaming, ban Halloween, you know, I want the professor fired, and yelling and screaming. And he ties it all together with political correctness and just this victimology thing. What the BLM is doing is horrible. What's happening with land grabs is terrible. We go and cover it. We went and covered the Bundys. We've covered the Texas situation with the Red River. We're sending David Knight out to Utah to go cover very soon a bunch of land grabbing and state reps and people being harassed by the government and county commissioners being arrested for simply saying, hey, we're going to leave these four-wheeler trails open that have been open forever. They're trying to kick people off the public land. But they've had people arrested driving the BLM vehicles. The PSYOP people mailed literally hundreds of sex toys and 55-gallon drums of lubricant to them. And then they flip out and say, don't send us more of these, and get mad on camera. So then hundreds of newspapers put articles in saying, send them more of these. So reportedly, there's just warehouses of sex toys now. I mean, just walking into the PSYOPs. And then, can we pull this up since I mentioned it? The sumo wrestler guy, I mean, we look at a guy who looks like he weighs 500 pounds in a giant diaper, going, I'm a constitutionalist battle commander, and Chris Christie, I'm coming for you. And it just goes on and on. And if that isn't a PSYOP, you couldn't write a script better to discredit the Patriot movement. I mean, so later I'm going to play part of this on the show. I mean, you know, and the whole thing's being orchestrated by known quantities. And it's people that are getting off. I mean, you see them when they're on Fox News and stuff with these crazy looks in their eyes. Look, I'm a TV star now, and I'm playing commando, and I'm doing all this stuff, and we're standing up, and all it does is make us look bad when we've got the globalist. Why do you think they're not moving in on them? Why do you think they said you can stay there for years? Because they're getting millions of dollars of news coverage a day in hundreds of newspapers and on TV as a laughing stock. As a laughing stock. The locals mainly don't want them. They get booed out of the public hearings. Everything is escalating. And they're going to wait till they make some really big mistakes, and then it's going to go badly. I mean, I hope that's not the case, but later I'll play the Bill Maher and get into the whole deal. But it's a bad situation, and shame on the two Bundy brothers, or three Bundy brothers, to be part of all this foolishness and to not come out and criticize it at least. And I have to say that they now are really burning bridges. I mean, you correspond that to what happened on their property where they had surface grazing rights and what was happening with Harry Reid, that was the place for that. They were the people that had the beef. The Hammonds don't want them. It's just a bad situation, and they look like a troop of P.T. Barnum and Bailey clowns.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now into the second hour of the worldwide broadcast. We've got really great news. Townhall.com reporting, Fox News also reporting, Infowars.com also reporting this 30 minutes ago that it appeared to be a hoax. It appeared to be the wicked flee when none pursue. A quote from the Bible where they have these active shooting drills every month, creating copycat shooters, making it part of the culture, demonizing guns, and creating the perception that there's massive shootings going on everywhere when crime using guns is down between 51 and 61% from 1992. Just search engine, gun crime plummets, perception is it's up. Just like when Jaws came out in 72, for the next decade, beach going went down upwards of half. They had to put newspaper ads in nationwide saying less than 10 people died a year, normally five, from great whites. Now, more people die from guns, but it's a little over 1,000 in the U.S. every year that are killed in a criminal act or murdered. The police, there's a lot of police brutality and problems, but we're talking maybe 150 people that they questionably kill on their end. Is that the number one issue? No. They want civil war on the ground. They want destabilization. They want to have a false revolution against American institutions to bring in globalism. That's what Bernie Sanders wants. It's how the communists operate. This is bankers, mega elite, tax exempt, using a totalitarian communist and fascist template. They borrow from it all. Carol Quigley wrote Tragedy and Hope. Only 1,000 copies were published for the State Department and CIA in the 60s so they can understand we fund fascists, we fund communists, we fund dictators, we fund, you know, the left and right's controlled. And he explains the synthesis in the 1,100-page book we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, because Patriots just got the plates and printed it no matter what they said. And there was lawsuits and everything, but still it turned out to be basically fair use. And that book is available today. It's also online. If you read 1,100 pages, you'll understand things like I do, because it's a State Department manual on evil. And to sell the State Department on how to commit Machiavellian acts and why it was for a greater good. Yes, there's a world government. Yes, we're totalitarian. Yes, we're global corporations. And now they want to mainline it. Now, huge developments. This story is up on InfoWars.com. Senator Warren's AUMF bill is Declaration of International Martial Law. And we got Facebook mentions. We're going to end that because folks can go to the website and actually see it for themselves. Video, Senator Warren's AUMF bill is Declaration of International Martial Law. It is sponsored by the Senate Majority Leader. It is ramming through, and it gives the president or future presidents unlimited power for 360 war for any reason, including economic or civil emergency in America. But it says ISIS resolution. Ron Paul wrote about it yesterday and said it is the most draconian War Powers Act in U.S. history and makes the unprecedented War Powers Act that Bush was given look like a, quote, walk in the park, close quote. So that's Ron Paul, former congressman, and it's a Democrat senator. And then we're going to our guest on SJRes 29, Senator Chris Murphy. Now, that's a U.S. senator. Now, we got trolls hitting InfoWars last night when this broke and this morning saying it's not real. And then he's not a real senator and it's the Onion. They know how dumb the public is who isn't awake. They want them to just think it's not true. Think we're the X-Files, and then tune out. No, we'll pull up a Senate page. Murphy is U.S. Senator. Let's put it on screen. And they're also saying that the legislation doesn't say that. Yes, it does. We have a link to it at thomas.loc.gov in these articles. Now, remember, you're awake. You're not being targeted so much in the PSYOP. There it is, Chris Murphy, United States Senator for Connecticut. Okay? They're targeting the 60% that aren't really brain damaged. They're just only experts on football, acting cool, wearing sports jerseys, watching porn. They're afraid that those groups will start getting into reality and then learn, oh, my gosh, the senator just said this. They know most college grads can't say who their senator is or senators are, or the three branches of government. 10% of college grads in a big poll last week, scientific, believe that Judge Judy heads up the Supreme Court. So you need to understand, folks, this is how much they hate you and how stupid they think you are. And we're following these IPs and do a report on it. They're sock puppets. It's a, you know, a person at a computer running hundreds of comments at a time and spewing racism, you name it, to make us all fight. They'll have blacks acting like they're racist, whites acting like they're racist. It's not real, folks. It's most of it sock puppets to then get the racial infighting starting. And when you think about that they legalized the CIA engaged in disinformation last year in the U.S., that's unprecedented, folks, in propaganda. And it's already been going on with 16 agencies, but now the gloves are off. It's had the blowback, though, with people in government are freaking out over. So let's go ahead and play this clip and then go to our guest, Mr. Steele, former CIA ground commander and actual operations. You know, that's the thing. There's tons of CIA and other agencies that are paper pushers and make contract money and do analysis. And then there's a very small group that's actually on the ground. You know, back in his day, it was a lot more because there wasn't all the electronic surveillance. But, you know, I mean, you know, the more James Bondy type, that's Mr. Steele that everybody glorifies and, you know, talks about, where you could actually get your head blown off. And, you know, I had family that was actually in intelligence on the ground as well. That's why growing up, I was told the government brings in the drugs, the government stages terror attacks, the government's evil, don't ever join the government. I mean, I just grew up hearing that from uncles and cousins, you know, great uncles and cousins and people. And they're like, we can't even get out of this. So the problem the system has is there are patriots in the government, and they grow up and learn about this and then try to stop it. But they're now recruiting a bunch of yuppies and trendies in who actually think tyranny is cool. But it's weird. They're like analysts and people and want to be spies. They've never killed anybody, never stomped anybody's head in, never poisoned anybody, never been tortured, never. And so it's like a wimp brigade of these new agents coming at us, and they're just trash, folks. And if a civil war starts, they're going to get their ass handed to them. It doesn't matter how many tinker toys they've got, but I'm going to stop ranting. Let's go to this clip of the U.S. Senator, because this is such a big deal. Here it is.
Madam President, today I wanted to come down to the floor and speak very briefly about a resolution that the majority leader introduced, I believe, earlier today. This is an authorization for military force resolution that apparently purports to give the President legal authority to conduct military operations against ISIS. Before we break for the weekend, Madam President, I thought it was important to come to the floor to explain why, very briefly, to my colleagues, to explain what this resolution really is. This resolution is a total rewrite of the War Powers Clause of the United States Constitution. Let's be clear about that. It is essentially a declaration of international martial law, a sweeping transfer of military power to the president that will allow him or her to send U.S. troops almost anywhere in the world for almost any reason with absolutely no limitations.
That's the senator, the real senator. You can read it for yourself. I'm going to skip this network break to give him more time. I want to get him more and more often than just every 6 months. That's why he's back this week to just give us his view on military developments, operations that are happening because of how much experience. RobertDavidSteele.com. You can go to his other news sites by going there. Robert David Steele is a former Marine, CIA case officer, U.S. spy, hacker, CEO of Open Source Solutions Network, and a 2012 candidate for a Reform Party presidential nomination, currently CEO of the Earth Intelligence Network, an accredited educational nonprofit, and he's the guy that coined open source intelligent teaching mid-career officials from across 66 governments, and is today the foremost proponent of applied collective intelligence, which integrates holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything, the latter an engineering and information management approach that is affordable, and then he goes through and scalable. He's contributing author of another French false flag, Bloody Tracks from Paris to San Bernardino, and we've just had another of these shooting hysterias that turns out to be just that, another drill that they're fear-mongering. Mr. Steele, I just have been ranting here. Obviously, you probably want to respond to this authorization for military force first, and then I'll give you the floor until the 30 break to cover other breaking info, and then I've got my questions after the break.
Well, I always love watching you lead up to my coming on, and you have been on a roll, Alex, but I absolutely agree with you. Violence is down. A lot of people are out of work. Unemployment in the United States is at least 23% across the board, and it's more like 40% among the young people of color, single moms with kids, and older people. I'm very proud of America. I think we've controlled ourselves very well, and all of this scaremongering about guns is an ideological crusade that is not rooted in fact. You're absolutely right. Now, let's go to this war powers provision. One of the problems that we have is that Congress has been bought and paid for. Congress is now in a treasonous state. It is in violation of Article 1 of the Constitution, which is the Balance of Powers Act. It is absolutely outrageous that the United States has such a presence overseas and is engaged in armed, violent operations in over 130 countries. We are killing people in over 130 countries between drone assassinations being run by the CIA, Joint Special Operations Group, and other black mercenary operations that are funded and paid for, not just by the taxpayer, but by borrowing against the future of our children. So I personally believe a constitutional convention is absolutely necessary. Now, I've shared with you, Alex, my letter to Governor Abbott. And I have to tell you, Governor Abbott has morons reading his mail. I got back a form letter, and you're free to post my letter to Governor Abbott. I'd be glad to have everybody read it, because I think the governor has not read it. A brain-dead intern saw two words, constitutional convention, and sent me a form letter explaining things I already know, such as...
And I understand you're trying to get through to him. He's been over in Europe on a trade junket, but I actually run into his chief of staff and actually know him. I'll make sure it gets delivered to him.
Well, God bless you, Alex, because I think this would be good for Texas and it would be good for the governor. Because a virtual, I have got more email as a result of my last appearance on your show than ever before. Everybody loves the idea of a virtual constitutional convention, one in which Governor Abbott hosts a constitutional convention and invites your counterpart on radio, Mark Levin, a great American who's written the book on the Constitutional Convention, and let's have it out.
The way to get it launched is to have the mock one, bring in a bunch of people, war game it, have C-SPAN cover it. It'll make the governor a huge star. He needs the support. They're attacking him. It'll be a bully pulpit, and then that can help organize and make sure the con we have is constitutional and patriot.
Man, absolutely right, Alex. And perhaps even more to the point, it will demonstrate how shallow and ignorant all of the presidential candidates, with the exception of John Kasich and maybe Ted Cruz, are.
You're saying we take over the narrative and actually inject reality.
Yes. It's time the American public took back its government. And a virtual con is how we do that. And Governor Abbott, if he can get past his idiot staff, is the man who can do it.
Well, in fairness, he's very popular. I know he gets over 1,000 letters a week, but we'll try to get it through to him. It's just that...
And it's not just him, Alex. I've had this problem with the U.S. government. The problem is that people put interns on the front end of their mail, and interns don't have the depth of knowledge to actually see big ideas coming at them. Like you just flashed on that thing. They see two words, constitutional convention, and they send out a form letter that says, oh, yes, this is something that requires 34 states out of the 50 to ask for. Duh. Okay? So I would be really thrilled if you got the chief of staff to the governor to actually read this letter, because I also believe that the University of Texas, Admiral McRaven, one of our great American heroes, the University of Texas has a role to play. It can run an electoral reform summit. It could run an unemployment workshop. Nothing makes me crazier than people like Rachel Maddow calling people like you and me unemployment truthers when we're trying to explain that the reality in America is that most of us are either unemployed or we're juggling two or three jobs without benefits just to try to make ends meet at a time when inflation is still rising.
Absolutely. I know so many people with 2, 3, 4 degrees that are hard working, that are bagging groceries and then running some other little small business on the side, and then literally, you know, going and running catering businesses and stuff to try to pay all the bills. I mean, I know people that are smarter than I am. I talked about a real person there that you know, actually is a manager at a grocery store, runs a catering company, and has a little internet business. And you know, that's to try to live a middle-class life.
Yes. Well, we've killed ourselves. And one of the things I do not like about Donald Trump is that he's basically lying to the public. China did not take our jobs. Our CEOs gave them our jobs because we have a two-party tyranny that is basically what Matt Taibbi calls in his brilliant book, Griftopia, the merger of political crime and financial crime. I believe that it's time now for someone like Governor Kasich and Governor Abbott and maybe even Governor O'Malley to come out and point out to America that 60% of the electoral public has been disenfranchised by the two-party tyranny. And if we go into a new election, let's say Mike Bloomberg runs, that's actually good because he'll pull votes from Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, who I consider a fraud. But the bottom line here is we need a clean sheet, fresh start. We need.
By the way, Bloomberg, as you predicted last week, came out 3 days later and said he may run. And, of course, we've also got Biden talking about running now. What's your view on Hillary? I mean, she is in so much trouble. She's having, in fact, we have the video, coughing fits. She looks.
Let me be crystal clear. I think Hillary Clinton is a dishonest, incompetent toad. She has absolutely no redeeming virtues. She kicked Al Gore out of the vice president's office in the old executive office building. She treats people very, very badly. All of my Secret Service contacts say that they will never, ever again work for her. She is a dishonest, cruel, self-centered person. I absolutely think that anybody who votes for Hillary Clinton is an idiot.
I have interviewed Jim Tucker, the late, great Jim Tucker that exposed Bilderberg, which is the secret Davos for new viewers and listeners. He said that they tell people, do not look in her eyes. She doesn't tip. She treats the smallest people and tells them you are scum. She is so hateful even to her staff. They said, and then I had a chance infiltrating Bilderberg quite a few times to actually then go back the days after. Now they just close it for days after, so I have trouble, and talk to the staff who wouldn't talk to me, especially English speakers in Virginia, and the police and everybody. And you know, the first few days they won't talk to us, but then after that they go, oh, here's the documents. They're horrible. We've never been treated so bad. These are evil men. It's like a James Bond movie is what they say. That's like, is that Spectre? And
well,
of course,
the truth teller on Hillary Clinton is the guy in charge of the congressional commission that she worked for, is on the record as saying that he would never, ever hire her again. She was dishonest beginning in her days as a congressional staffer. This is not a...
That's right. He said on Watergate she was a total criminal snake.
Yes, absolutely. And now let's...
But didn't she commit some crimes and got away with it on that hearing? It was a bunch of stuff.
She proposed illegal activities as part of trying to win. This is a woman who will do anything to get her way, even if it's an un-American, unconstitutional way. In this, she's very like Henry Kissinger, who joked that the illegal we do immediately, the unconstitutional takes a little longer. Hillary Clinton is an unconstitutional person and should absolutely not be considered, nor should Bernie Sanders, frankly. So
Let me ask you this. Who do you think are the, because, I mean, these guys like George Shultz and James Baker and Kissinger are kind of fading out. Rockefeller reportedly now is, you know, at almost 100. I think it's like 98. Does have dementia, but comes in and out. He was the kingpin until 5 years ago. They tried to have his, you know, his nephew Jay do it, but he's not as on the ball, obviously. The word is Brzezinski's right up there at the top, but still it's Kissinger. Like General Jones said 5 years ago in the Council on Foreign Relations publication, I get my orders from Henry Kissinger every day when he headed up the National Security Council. That was a serious quote. Who globally are really running things?
Realistically, Kissinger and Brzezinski are the best of the servant class. Okay, they're servants. They're not rulers of men. They take their orders from the banking families.
No, I understand. So like they're the top front men or the imperial legates, like when the old Roman emperors would send a general out who spoke in the voice of the emperor and the voice of Sauron.
Right, exactly. And the reason we need a constitutional convention, the reason we need an electoral reform summit, which I would love to have Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich from across the aisle be the lead people, together with Jesse Ventura, Cynthia McKinney, Jill Stein, and of course all of the presidential candidates now running should be invited to appear so that all of them can demonstrate how shallow they are, with the possible exception of John Kasich. I think Kasich is going to come out of the next month ahead of the game. And I don't know if you've picked this up, but there is a wild, wild story on Mario Rubio as a gay prostitute, as a teenager. It has legs, and I think it's going to deepen. And Larry Ellison.
Absolutely. We're getting Wayne on. In fact, let's try to get Wayne on in the fourth hour today, or even the third hour for 10 minutes on that. And then, I did see that article, and I meant to have a meeting about it,
Grab that article.
Absolutely. And I've got, women connected to the Clintons saying they're worried that they're going to kill them. That's up on drudgereport.com. I mean, this is just, the news is insane nowadays.
Well, you know, Alex, one of the good things is it's no longer as easy to kill people and get away with it as it used to be. I think America is ready for a truth and reconciliation moment. And one of the reasons I strongly hope that Governor Kasich and Ted Cruz, among others, will come in favor of an electoral reform summit is because we need to get all Americans back into the process of democracy. And the easiest way to achieve peace and prosperity in the United States of America is to restore integrity to our government. And that's what the Elector Reform Summit would do in time to elect libertarians and constitution, working parties, even justice and working families members to Congress. That breaks the back of the two-party tyranny. That restores.
Sure, that's why they've been trying to divide and conquer us. Stay there, Mr. Steele. We're going to come back and get into the threats against people that have been exposing the Clintons, what's happening with the economy. And we're going to open the phones up. Your questions for Mr. Steele. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Waging war. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
I'm going to go over some InfoWars.com stories here in a moment with our guest. I'm going to give the number out. If you have a question for Robert David Steele, author, researcher, former CIA ground operator, commander, you can give him a call and ask any questions or comments about anything geopolitical you'd like to discuss or anything happening domestically. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, before we go any further here, look at these headlines at DrudgeReport.com. The U.S. debt is up to $70,000 per household under Obama. And it just continues to grow exponentially. And the Republicans like Mitch McConnell are trying to hand him and whoever comes after him martial law level war powers. I mean, just carte blanche, anything you want. And they're acting like it's no big deal. It's not even in the news. It took us a day to find out it was going on, and then 4 days to find out that a U.S. senator had come out. And by the way, it turns out he gave his speech calling it international martial law before I said it was a declaration of worldwide military martial law. Because that's what it is. A senator said what I said before I said it. Before, think about that. That's not him reading what I said. I thought he must have heard what I said and said that. No, he said it before I did, a day before. That's because it's what it is. It's not Alex Jones' rhetoric getting picked up like Rachel Maddow says. You know, this is just crazy. He claims there's a militarization of police and armored vehicles and billions of rounds of ammo being deployed. It's all lies. Yeah, it's fed.bizops website. I mean, and then we have all the cops on tape going, yeah, we're being trained to take on the veterans and gun owners. We think it's a terrible idea, but we're being trained to do it. Here's the training manual. And then they just get up there on TV and say it doesn't exist. We're going back to our guest here to get back into this, to get into more, to take your phone calls. But this is a listener-supported broadcast. We don't get $3 billion like NBC and MSNBC of stimulus money. We don't get to give raises to Rachel Maddow. We don't get $440-something million a year like NPR on top of all their butt begging for money. And, you know, $100 for a coffee cup and $100 for a DVD and, you know, and then the big foundations, Annenberg, CPB, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Brothers. We get zero. Zero. We're funded by selling pro-gun T-shirts. We're funded by selling that is about to sell out the Hillary for President T-shirt, 2016. We are funded by selling nutraceuticals and books and videos and material and non-GMO, highest quality seeds and the highest quality water filters. I just want to ask you to continue to check out the great items and products there and compare them and shop around and really find out what great deals we've got and realize it's a win-win when you support the InfoWars. It costs a lot of money to run this. You can get Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine X2, and Super Male Vitality for 15% off. We extended that through today because there's a new special tomorrow, but not on this. This ends today. They said just extend it. People really like it. It's over tonight at midnight. Again, super deal on that. Deep Cleanse is back after being sold out for months. Really good detoxifier on so many fronts. Read why. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on the water filtration system and the shower. And don't forget, not just all the great items at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. When you go to InfoWarsHealth.com, there are over 400 items at the lowest prices available of the entire spectrum of the highly respected organic longevity products, and when you purchase it there, we end up getting about 10% of it, of the profit that's there to help fund this operation. Pollen Burst, amazing natural-based energy booster, amazing. Beyond Tangy Tangerine Organic 2.0, the informational videos, the articles, InfoWarsHealth.com. And when you sign up for $10 and become a member, you get 30% off your first order, which is huge. And then you also get free shipping when you sign up for the auto shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com. You can also call the number that's there if you want to become a distributor, find out about other discounts, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls here in about 10 minutes, but I want to go back to Mr. Steele, who you should also support, get his book, read his material, go to his website. You got quite a few websites. They're all amazing, but particularly, should folks go to robertdavidsteele.com or should they go to the other site?
If you go to that website, you'll see websites over on the other end. The blog, which also has the donate button, since I have no salary, pension, or savings. The blog is phibetaiota.net. That's like Phi Beta Kappa, but iota for smart people. So phibetaiota.net is the blog where I curate over 80 really top people from around the world who do public intelligence in the public interest. And then the political site is bigbatusa.org, which I'm trying to turn over to anybody who will support electoral reform, because I believe there are 100 million pissed-off voters who would pay $10 each for a liberty fund to basically buy our government back. So 58iota.net and bigbatusa.org are two of the two of sites.
All right, going back to this War Powers Authorization, for me that's such a huge deal. Ron Paul saying it's tyranny. You Democrat senators saying it's worldwide martial law, or his exact quote, Declaration of International Martial Law. It's not martial law itself, but it's the authorization of it. I mean, this is unprecedented, and this is the Republicans trying to do this, I guess, because they want the power when Obama leaves. What a sick group the Republican leadership is.
Well, I agree, and I frankly support the Tea Party members of the Republican Party who are telling the Republican Party to stick it. Newt Gingrich did a lot of damage to the Republican Party. He turned members into foot soldiers who were required to vote the party line regardless of what their constituents wanted. That's something we need to turn back. We need to get every member of Congress to sign an oath that they will poll their constituents and represent their constituents. That's not happening today. And if Governor Abbott were to have a virtual con, one of the issues we should be discussing is the elimination of executive orders, which are unconstitutional. We should be discussing a congressional demand for a grand strategy review. Ron Paul did a great book, his collection of his speeches on peace and foreign policy of peace, friendship, and commerce. You know, I'm a former Marine, as you know, and I created the Marine Corps Intelligence Center. I believe we need to strengthen our military. However, Donald Trump is an idiot when he says he wants to give more money to the military. Right now, the military is taking up 60% of our discretionary budget, 16% of the total budget, and it's documented at 50% waste. We have a hollow military. We need a 450-ship Navy. Right now, we have more admirals than we have ships. We need a long-haul Air Force. We need an air mobile.
Well, you're saying the problem isn't money. It's that there's a bunch of special interests robbing everything with the new Joint Strike Fighter that cost over $1 billion a piece and isn't even as good as an F-15, they admit. I mean, isn't that sedition and treason and sabotage to build?
Guantanamo should be reserved for Lockheed Martin executives. The reality here, General Robert Scales did a wonderful study. The infantry is 4% of the force and takes 80% of the casualties. The infantry in the Pentagon gets 1% of the budget. 1%.
The boots on the ground are the total muscle, the assassins, the killers, the humet, they do it all. And then we have all this big fancy junk that basically does nothing.
99% of the Pentagon budget is fraud, waste, and abuse. And nobody, Robert Gates, this is the first thing Robert Gates has said recently that I've agreed with, on Charlie Rose. He said nobody in Washington gets fired for being incompetent. They get fired for having sexual activities outside of marriage, which the Clintons and others have had a lot of. But they don't get fired for being incompetent. The fact is that 45% of our weapons acquisitions programs are fraud, waste, and abuse. That's documented. 75% of our expenditures in Afghanistan are fraud, waste, and abuse. That's documented.
Now, let's conversely look at the Russians. From your analysis of what they're doing, it looks like they're really trying to stand up some really serious weapon systems that challenge U.S. superiority.
Well, yes and no, Alex. I mean, one of the problems that people don't realize is that all militaries have the same problem we do. I remember when the Cold War ended and some of our generals flew into Russia to what they thought were really advanced air bases with the most modern missiles possible. Their pilot was actually concerned because there were potholes on the runways.
Yes.
All right. I will tell you right now, I have a briefing that's coming out on the 28th that says very clearly that Saudi Arabia, which has spent $100 billion on state-sponsored terrorism, is the number one enemy of the United States, not the Russians.
And you've been in the Middle East in many operations. What is the real Saudi plan? I mean, they play at every level. They fund all the major Wahhabist terror groups.
Unfortunately, there's a Saudi and an Israeli plan. But let's just focus on the Saudi plan. The Saudi plan is to basically recreate the caliphate and go all the way to Indonesia. And the Saudis are delusional if they think they can achieve this because they're doing it on the backs of everybody else. We have ignored Saudi state-sponsored terrorism since 1988. It's time that stopped.
Well, they're now trying to manipulate U.S. television, U.S. media. They've even jacked with us. They've jacked with other major authors I know. I'm not going to get into the inside baseball because I've been asked not to talk about it, but they are actively involved in the United States with intelligence operatives and people, and they really are getting too big for their britches, in my view.
Well, I agree, Alex, and one of the problems that I have here is that the United States government is not making evidence-based decisions. Ambassador Mark Palmer wrote an excellent book on breaking the real axis of evil, in which he pointed out that the U.S. government is best pals with 42 of the 44 dictators on the planet. The only two that we don't like are in North Korea and Cuba. The United States government is misrepresenting the U.S. public. It is essentially a form of a fascist or corporate-owned government, and it is in the business of arms sales and looting other countries.
And now no one can deny that, and now they want to loot America even more and bring in a cashless society and shut down the family farms with their Rural Affairs Commission run by the Pentagon, and we got U.S. senators admitting we're going under martial law legislation. I mean, it's just sensational, but it's all happening.
Yeah, well, you know, Mark Taibbi, in his book, Griftopia, which I recommend, or any book I mention, you can read my summary of the book at Amazon. Mark Taibbi says that the elites have decided that we are expendable. They're basically planning to hollow out America and leave us all for dead meat and move to Switzerland.
That's what Brzezinski said. He said it's cheaper to kill a million people now than to propagandize them.
Well, actually, yes, it is. But what's interesting, and the reason that I'm the pioneer for the open source everything movement, open source everything engineering, is because I can move a million people to a northeastern part of Somalia that has dirt, sunlight, and seawater. And for $500 per person, I can create a thriving metropolis. $500 per person if you use open source everything engineering. All right, so that's not only open source technology, open source software.
But they're blocking what you're doing, calling it conflicting or disruptive technology to freeze us in a Stone Age level while they consolidate the wealth, the power, and tax-exempt, above-the-law, diplomatically immune, globalist reservations, even artificial islands. They are building a breakaway civilization.
Yes, they are, but I don't think it will succeed. As the wealthy in New York found out in 1920, infectious disease does not spare popes, presidents, and billionaires. We're all in this together.
That's right.
One massive spaceship Earth. And the good news
is... Yeah, what are these crazy people thinking? They built a time bomb allowing the population to explode, claiming it's overpopulated in their Royal Commission in 49, but deciding to overpopulate, in their view, not allow development to create a giant slave squalor to then leverage production under globalism in the name of building up the third world to actually betray and deindustrialize the West and impoverish it to knock out a middle-class competitor class and bring in worldwide squalor as a political tool, and now all they've done has created a giant time bomb that could blow the whole spaceship up. These people are psychopaths.
Well, no, Alex, they're good people trapped in an ivory tower. One of the problems with the really rich people as well as high-level political people is they're surrounded by ass-kissers.
Yes.
They're surrounded by people who want to protect their jobs at all costs. And these people are out of touch with reality. I am a top intelligence analyst. I do holistic analytics, true cost economics, and open source everything engineering. And right now, nobody wants to buy that. Even Denver and India, that are doing some really great smart cities initiatives, they're wrong. They think a smart city is about digital connectivity. It's not. It's about building a city that doesn't have true costs so heavy that it cannot be continued forever. Okay, water costs, for example.
Well, it's truly self-sufficient. I've read your material. It's amazing. Folks should read your book, but I mean, and your essays. But let's expand. We're about to go to calls here. The establishment does not want self-sufficient local systems because it wants control. It sells tyranny as sustainability, but it's the opposite of sustainability. You're pushing real sustainability, so that's how these things get confusing. But I just want to add this. When I say we're overpopulated, they made the decision to overpopulate because they didn't scale the clean farming systems and systems they knew were there. The British government had a commission, and it's all there, and they actually planned the future out. This got adopted by a bunch of other people, folks. And so they built an unsustainable system on purpose to then be able to control everybody. It's not that I'm saying we're overpopulated. I'm saying with the system we built, we're overpopulated. Mr. Steele, do you agree or disagree?
I agree, and I can make all these problems go away. The fastest way to control population is with education, food, and housing. As soon as you do that, people stop having too many babies. And I also believe
that's what the commission said, and they said we're not going to do that.
Well, they are going to do that, and the good news for them is we're not going to burn them down.
Well, absolutely. How do they ever think they're going to get away with this when the word's already out what they did?
I think these people live in a delusional world. I mean, look at this guy that jacked up drugs to $700, and now he's looking at a jail term. These people really think that they are in charge. And what they don't understand is that they have been living on tolerance. They have been living on the bubble. Now that the bubble has burst, now that everybody is paying attention, I mean, I'm disgusted with Forbes, for example. They just had an article about how the system is rigged, but they can't bring themselves to discuss the fact that 60% of all Americans have been completely disenfranchised. Libertarians, Constitution, Green, Reform, natural law.
Yeah, they were greedy. They rigged it to steal everything instead of just rigging it to put themselves in charge. What dumb managers, even if they're going to be corrupt, to screw everyone.
Well, I agree, Alex, and I'm hoping, and this is why Governor Abbott has an opportunity to rise to save America. If he sponsors a virtual con an electoral reform summit, he changes everything.
Well, I agree. He can't just sit there and call for the idea and look like a leader. We need to call all the governors, organize it, start the beta test. That's what will launch the whole thing. We're going to come back with two segments of calls. Then we've got Max Kaiser joining us from Russia.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics, signal blocking, anti-radiation, anti-surveillance Faraday bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Sims has gone public and says she fears for her life. That story's up on InfoWars.com and DrudgeReport.com. I'll talk some about that coming up in the next hour when Max Keiser joins us and more. We'll also be looking at the world economy. George Soros is running around saying it's all going to collapse while openly standing to profit from it. And I agree it's all untenable and going that direction, but then, you know, he ghoulishly shows up to then you try to sit in the middle of it, manipulate it, just more bizarre behavior. But right now, we've got Mr. Steele with us. We're taking phone calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to JT in Colorado. JT, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys. Mr. Steele, might I suggest, rather than a constitutional convention, since the problem is the federal government, not the Constitution, I would suggest a Continental Congress where the states elect delegates to tasked with the idea of firing the federal government and its tentacles within the states. What is your opinion of that?
Well, first off, we're talking about a virtual constitutional convention, and whatever you want to call it, it's a complete review of the Constitution. In my understanding, and I have published a number of summaries of books about secession and state rights, and one of the good things about Ted Cruz is he's got one of the strongest positions on state rights. The federal government is supposed to be an administrative service of common concern. I don't believe the federal government should own land. It should also not be allowed to tax citizens or corporations.
It's gone imperial. It's gone rogue. And what we're saying is a bully pulpit event to debate a con and to give it attention and to get support and to drive it and then to create a consensus on what the real con will be and the plan to drive it through. JT, go ahead, David.
Yes, and also to lay out the issues, because one of the problems that I have with all of the candidates without exceptions is not a single one of them is providing a serious menu of what's wrong with the federal government and how to fix it. They are all talking platitudes in isolated little bits and pieces. I think Kasich, because he really does understand what a balanced budget means, is the most serious of them all. But by and large, Tom Friedman has it right when he says none of the above. I want to see a con in which the public defines what the gold standard is, and then we challenge these candidates to rise to that standard, or we find a new candidate.
All right, JT, interesting point on the Constitutional Convention instead of Continental Congress. Let's go ahead now and talk to Jerry in New York. You're on the air, Jerry. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Mr. Steele, I was reading an article in the New York Times about Mexico. As frustrations with Mexico's government rise, so do lynchings. It appears that the Mexican citizens are absolutely fed up with government corruption. I don't know what implications this is also because of the corruption and the drug cartels and the banking, the drug laundering, that we may see this grow. I don't know if you have any intelligence on that.
Yes, Mexico has collapsed in many areas and is a totally failed state. Let's get Steele's take on that. It's a great question, Jerry.
Yeah, it is. And Jerry, I'm a son of New York. I was born on Long Island, which may one day be the free state of Long Island. And I do believe that the United States is in a state, a precondition of revolutionary state. The most popular graphic on my website is preconditions of revolution that exist in the USA today. There are going to be more cop killings. There are going to be more people who lose their minds and start shooting.
You know what? I'll hold Jerry over. Stay there. We're going to take a few more calls. This is a great point. And again, I'm not saying the police are perfect, folks. You can't just execute random cops. They want to make the revolution about that instead of going after the real elites.
Thank
I mean, if you're going to get physical, the average cop, you don't even know their name. That's not the target, folks. And I'm not saying get physical, period.